Thank you. The Uptown String Quartet. Diane Monroe, violin. That last interpretation of that, you know, if America does have what we might say is any kind or any semblance of a musical antiquity, certainly you'd find some of that music in what we call the Negro spirituals. And that last piece was a special arrangement of Motherless Child by our violinist Lisa Terry here. The piece prior to that was a piece by Oscar Pettiford Jr. titled "This Trichotism," and it featured our cellist. Yes, yes. Eileen Folsom. And the first piece, titled "Extensions," was written by our violist Maxine Roach. Now we're going to bring the quartet, Mr. Odean Pope, Mr. Tyrone Brown, and Mr. Cecil Bridgewater, and yours truly, to join the Uptown String Quartet. And this first piece we're going to play is a dedication to the one and only Charles Christopher Parker, Yardbird. It's a Cecil Bridgewater interpretation of his confirmation, only we call it Bird Says.
Thank you.
Written by our bassist, Tyrone Brown. It's a dedication. He dedicates this piece to Charles Mingus and Duke Ellington. And the title of it is Tribute, and it features Mr. Odine Pope, as well as the string quartet and Tyrone Brown himself. So here we go. Tribute.
Thank you. Thank you.
They have told you that I did work with. Hello, am I getting anything here? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have worked with the likes of a gentleman by the name of Charles Christopher Parker. And you know, the band that I worked with, Bird, there was several trumpet players, one in particular that we all know, who's Miles Davis. I think in the band at that time was Al Haig or Duke Jordan, and Tommy Potter was the bassist. But as I said, we never heard Charlie Parker practice. We traveled all over the country, would stay in the same hotels. And in those days, we used to play speakeasies where you played 8, 9 to 10 shows a night, 7 nights a week. We worked a lot here in Chicago in those days. And the first show, Charlie Parker would play the fastest and the most difficult piece that we played for the rest of the evening. Well, Miles would be sputtering on the trumpet. I never did make it. And Bird would just breeze through it and he would destroy us. Every night we'd go back to our rooms and we'd say, tomorrow night maybe. But it never happened. Bird died in 1955. And I ran into Miles and we were commiserating the loss of this great musician, great friend and teacher. Of course, Miles, with his cryptic sense of humor, said, you know, he died before we could get even with him. So I said, someday when I get my band together, I'm going to do that to the young musicians who are working with me. So tonight, with the aid of Cecil Bridgewater and Odine Pope and Tyrone Brown, we are going to give you our interpretation of Ray Noble's Cherokee. Play that piece for about 3 straight hours. This next piece is a composition of Roland Kirk's. And we're going to close with this one. It was orchestrated for us by Frank Foster. Roland Kirk's Bright Moments.